East Coast Breakfast.
Really excited about this, Darren. Callum Scott is heading back to South Africa. We're super, super thrilled to be speaking with him this morning.
It's amazing. The Avenoir World Tour is coming to Durban Friday, the 16th of January, 2026. It's going to be at Durban ICC. Tickets will be available from 10 a.m. on this Wednesday, the 28th of May, from breakoutevents.co.za or web tickets.
Well, I want to know, Callum, what are you most excited about coming back to Durban about?
Well, I remember back in like 2018, I think the first time that I toured South Africa, we visited Durban first. And I had so many people say, oh my God, artists never do this and it's so good. And I just fell in love with the place and specifically with Bunny Chow. So I'm very excited to be coming back for a good Bunny Chow that's done well. I've tried to get it in the UK and been disappointed. So I'm very, very excited to be coming back for a Bunny Chow, but just for the Durban crowd as well. I remember when we had our first show there, the demand was so high for my show that they had to sort of expand the capacity, which had never happened to me before. So I have such fond memories of touring, especially in Durban. So I'm very, very excited to be coming back straight out of the new year. I don't know how much of a good thing it is having a, you know, one of the most depressing months of the year and bringing somebody over to make you cry more, but I'm just going to be so excited to come back.
Listen, we're more than happy to feel all the feelings you're going to bring us in January. It doesn't matter the month. And we love the Bunny Chow because, you know, that's our basically our national dish here in KZN.
I say to my friend, like, I'm, you know, I talk to my friends about it and they're like, what is it? And I'm like, well, it's a curry, but it's in a loaf of bread. And they're like, they look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, honestly, try it. You will not regret it.
What is so special about this live audience in Durban?
It's just, they're just great. You have different types of fans everywhere you go in the world, and every kind of country, every sort of audience gives you something different. But all I remember with Durban was just pure joy, like pure excitement. I remember when I stepped on stage, I don't think I was really ready for it. Even, you know, I'm 10 years into my career now, and even just now is where I'm starting to really believe in myself and sort of champion myself a little bit harder than I did before. But I don't think I was really ready when I stepped on that stage and just saw the sheer amount of people that were there. It was really overwhelming, really emotional. And so I've got such fond memories of Durban and brand new music that they'd never heard before. And yet there was still so much love. There was so much support. It does. It fills me with an immense sense of pride. And it just means that when I come back, I'm just going to be even more excited to share brand new music and all the things I've been working on this third album, for sure. Like I said, I've been all around the world and I've had some wonderful accolades and nominations for things and, you know, billions of streams on X, Y, and Z. And it's all been really, really amazing. But there is nothing like receiving messages saying, you know, we got married to your song or, you know, we've been waiting so long to come and see you perform live and we can't wait to see you. Like, those kind of messages is just like the highest honor, I think, in music. So
yeah, when we spoke about this interview literally this week with some people in the office, and about three or four girls were like, hey, it was my wedding song. It was a song I walked. So it was really a beautiful moment for us as well. Imagine just in that little room of a few people. So definitely special.
There's something for everyone. And if you come to the show, I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed.
I cannot think that we will. We're very excited. Thank you so much for your time. And we'll be there before you even arrive at the airport with your Bunny Chows. I think we owe you that.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.